Welcome to Expressive Espresso.
Today is about the power of you.
Anytime I'm scared of something, I feel impelled to attack it.
Expressive Espresso is the coffee shop for leaders like you.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
Expand your knowledge about personal development.
Anything that starts with I don't want to work is already a problem.
Entrepreneurship.
Invest in things that you understand.
And leadership.
You will change the world.
This is Expressive Espresso with Alexis DeAngicoli.
Thank you for tuning in to the podcast. I am your host, Alexis DeAngicoli. And if you are following me on Instagram at LexCole33 or the hashtag SipThePodcast, you've noticed that I've been counting down to the website reveal. With the website, what you can do is you can order Sip This Hustle, the book that I have been silently writing this year, and I've been working on probably in my head for several years. And you can order that as well as so much more. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast now, instead of DMing me, you can go to my website. This is going to be a very reflective episode, and we're going to apply the lessons. I'm going to explain how to apply the lessons of this year. Consider how many mistakes you make each year. Now imagine if you could learn from them and avoid repeating them. It's not just your mistakes. It's also all the things you tried that didn't work and the things you saw other people try that didn't work as well. You also did a few things that worked out. You might want to apply all of this knowledge you gained to 2020. After doing this for several years, your life would be pretty spectacular. Since you're learning so much each year, why not put it to good use? Unfortunately, we don't change our behaviors very much from year to year. So as a podcast listener, I want you to commit making this year different. There's no better time like the present to plan for the future. The first lesson of the past to the future is take a few days to review this year, 2019. What did you learn, both positive and negative? What mistakes did you make? What were your biggest wins? Do you see a pattern to any of your mistakes? Can you see that many of your challenges are caused by committing the same mistakes year after year? Now consider your friends and family. What challenges did they face? What were their successes? And what can you learn from them? Take the best and the worst from your past and learn from them. Make use of that information to enhance your life. Two, find alternatives to your least effective actions. Maybe you procrastinate too much or consistently show up to work late. What are the changes you want to make in this coming year? Identify those behaviors that support your success. Perhaps you made your spouse feel loved and lost 25 pounds. Those are behaviors that you might want to keep. Four, create new habits. Choose habits that will counteract your less effective behaviors and ensure your positive behaviors occur more frequently. For example, let's say with procrastination, take immediate action when you know something needs to be done. Remind yourself of the pain procrastination has caused in the past and imagine how amazing it will feel to complete the task. Being late to work. Place your alarm on the other side of the room so you're forced to get out of bed. Choose your clothes the night before. Commit to leaving the house in plenty of time. With your partner, spend 15 minutes each day doing something nice for your partner. Remind yourself of what you love about them. Losing weight. Continue making healthy food choices and working out 3 times each week. Next, you want to monitor yourself. So if you're not careful, you'll quickly slip back into your old patterns of behavior. Change is challenging, and you can expect to face a lot of internal resistance. Avoid being too hard on yourself when you slip. Just vow to redouble your efforts going forward. And finally, celebrate your successes. When you apply what you learned from 2019, you can expect some great things to happen. Appreciate them and be proud of yourself. This is the best way to ensure good things keep happening. Reinforce your behavior by feeling good about yourself. So as we reflect, I want to touch more on procrastination because I have had that terrible habit as well. And I honestly just made a vow to myself that I would do things differently. And I've basically seen the ROI, the return on investment in doing those things differently. With procrastination, oftentimes we may feel like there's not enough time. And do you find yourself wishing there were more hours in the day? Our lives are filled with work, family, and appointments that we often can't seem to fit everything we need to accomplish in a 24-hour day. But what if we could accomplish more in less time? If this were actually possible, it would allow us more time with those we care about and more time to focus on ourselves. The good news is, I have simple strategies you can use to make the most of your day. The first one is make a list. And as I said, if you follow me on Instagram, you will recognize that I write a list out the night before. By writing everything out that you need to accomplish, you can joyfully cross off each task as you complete it. As you see your list dwindling, it'll provide the needed motivation to get the rest of the list done too. Put your list on the refrigerator or in your daily planner or on the computer. Keep it somewhere handy so you can look at it often and stay focused. Prioritize effectively. Determine which tasks are most important and what can possibly wait later on in the day, week, or month. If this is something you're having trouble with, you may be trying to squeeze in tasks that can actually be put on hold for a future time. Note the deadlines for your task. If your in-laws are coming to visit, then cleaning the guest bathroom takes priority over reorganizing the basement. Avoid procrastination. Far too many people put things off to the last possible minute. When this happens, we rush frantically to accomplish everything, but we end up doing a bad job and get ourselves all worked up for no good reason. There is a better way. Use your morning hours wisely and get tasks started early in the day. Chances are you'll finish them in one day rather than having it drag into a second day because you didn't have enough time to get things done. For some, this may mean waking up an hour or two earlier instead of sleeping an hour or two later. There's scientific evidence that proves this point of early birds. With procrastination, you want to start with that unpleasant task first. A great time management trick is to get the things you dislike out of the way first. If you keep putting it off, you'll attempt to squeeze it in somewhere and you'll get the feeling of being overwhelmed. Schedule something fun after you finish your to-do list. This will help motivate you to complete the list quicker. Next, multitask if you can. If you're able to accomplish two things at once, then by all means do it. If you can put dinner on the stove while making a doctor's appointment or wait for a load of laundry to finish while you mend a pair of pants, you can cut your time in half. Don't sacrifice the quality of the task you're performing. If you burn dinner because you were looking at the calendar to make an appointment, this only wastes more of your time in the long run. Unfortunately, there are days where it seems like we don't have enough of the precious gift of time. Thankfully, we can improve our time management skills so we're able to accomplish more in any given day. Improving these skills will reduce your stress level and give you more time to do things that make you happy, leading to a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Expressive Espresso. The next episode will go into more detail of how you can utilize your to-do list. So I know I only kind of scratched the surface with making a list, but as I would have it, I always want to go into more detail and give helpful strategies. So please make sure you stay tuned for that next episode. And until we meet again, have a great week.